David Holmes. Conversational training situations reel.
New managers have a fair number of challenges. Maybe they're a manager for the first time, or taking over a new team that loved their previous manager, or they got promoted over some of the employees they now have to manage. Whatever the situation, the first thing a new manager has to do before sitting down and talking to all the people on the team is to understand, what are my goals and what have I been put in this role to accomplish? Ostensibly, the new manager has been given goals the boss has for this leadership role. Maybe the manager was hired to increase productivity, or grow revenue, or improve accountability, or make sure that we produce more widgets per month, or have fewer defect rates. Whatever the situation, the challenges must be confidently taken in hand. Look, I understand completely. You're worried, you're concerned. But remember this, it's not personal. It's something that everyone has to do at this stage in this company. We're not looking to criticize. We want you to carry on doing what you're doing. We want you to feel empowered to do more. I understand you're reacting based on your experiences before, but this is not about you as a person. This is about you and your role and where it fits here and how it fits and how well it's doing and what you want to change. Look, you look at the paperwork and it can be a bit clinical. It is clinical, but that's why I'm here. I'm a human being and you're a human being and I'm the channel through which your appraisal gets done. But there will be questions. It's not going to be overbearing. You have nothing to be concerned about, honestly. Go have a relaxing evening. Don't worry, it'll be fine. There were many rock bottoms. I found each rock bottom was what recovery people call a convincer. Well, they added fuel to my desire to get sober. Without them, I wouldn't have stopped drinking, certainly. There are pitch black moments in my life, but they serve a bright purpose in the long term. It's because of those blood-chilling moments that I finally scraped together the wherewithal to start swimming, let's say, as fast as I could for the sober shore. When people become addicted to alcohol, it's seen as their failure. They didn't pass the moderate use of an addictive drug challenge. They failed at drinking. Well, society expects us to regularly use an addictive drug without becoming addicted to it. It's truly bizarre. Alcohol is the only drug where the second you stop taking it, you're seen as being too weak to handle it. It's truly ridiculous.